Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host is slightly cracked, chipped, and crazed. Here's Griff.
And welcome to this special Spring Seller Update edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is February 27th, 2018. If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 713. This segment's brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You know, George Bernard Shaw once said, there is no progress without change, and progress is what today's Spring Seller Update is all about as eBay continues to evolve and thrive as a modern retail marketplace. And on today's show, we'll talk with team leaders behind the updates, and you can talk with them too.
Griff, what is the driving force behind this Spring Seller Update?
I'm so glad you asked Lee. Asked me, comma, Lee. Our goal is simple. It's to attract more buyers, more global buyers. That's our job, is to bring as many buyers to the marketplace as possible. And then we want to give those buyers an online shopping experience to which they become accustomed in the changing years as e-commerce has evolved. We want to ultimately bring you more sales. That's the idea. You make more sales, we make money, you make money, everyone's happy. But buyers' expectations change rapidly. And the marketplace status quo of just a few years ago wouldn't cut it today. You'd have a hard time finding anyone. So that's what that's all about. And today we announced our 2018 Spring Seller Update. And we're delivering a lot of stuff, but I think the big thing is really leaning in on the promise to deliver a new product-based selling experience with competitive pricing guidance and tools to simplify and support both eBay seller growth.
So, Griff, what do you mean by a product-based selling experience?
Well, think of it this way. So we're not, if you go to any regular website, like a retail website, that's one entity bringing to you products that they have in their possession, in their warehouse. And so if they have a specific seven drawer white file cabinet, then they just have that one to sell. They may have thousands of units to sell. So it gets easy for them. It's easy to skew it with an identifier and then track it. But in a marketplace, it's a little bit different for a buyer because eBay doesn't have any merchandise. It's all the sellers who bring it. And sellers there may be 3, 4, 5, 10, or 20 sellers selling that same exact seven drawer filing cabinet. And so then it becomes, well, people will use different words in the keyword titles. They'll use different item specifics so that when someone searches for that item, they may not see all of the examples that are up for sale on the site. With a product-based experience, you tie them all together with identifiers which match them all. So if it's a particular make of seven-drawer chest, it may have, for example, a UPC code. And when you put the UPC code in, now eBay, who, again, doesn't have the merchandise, we don't know anything about this stuff, but we know that, oh, this is this seven-drawer white filing cabinet, and it's the same identical one if it has this UPC code. So now what we can do is when somebody's looking for it and they find it, they can see identical matching items on the site to then comparison shop. And yes, in many cases, look for the best deal. So then what eBay will do is put the product in front of the buyer. If they were looking for new, it'll show them an example of new. If they're looking for used, it'll show them the used example. And it's the item that shows up there is usually the least expensive with shipping and the best value. And then buyers can make up their minds. They'll see the other items below, or they'll click a link to see identical items. Maybe they're looking for something that's faster shipping. So that may be a reason why someone might click off and say, well, I want to look for one just like this, but one that's going to get here quicker, or one that's local pickup in my area. So, you know, it could be a whole bunch of differences. But what it does for the buyers, instead of having to browse through page after page looking for items where the titles don't have the exact matching keywords, And the fear that the buyer is missing out on the best deal on the site, this makes it a lot easier for a buyer who says, I'm looking for this particular white seven-drawer file cabinet. Here are all the items on eBay that match it. eBay has arranged them and presented them to me in a way that's really easy to digest. Now I can make a better informed decision. That's basically it.
So in what you also mentioned supporting sellers' growth. So in what ways will the changes announced in this update drive profitable growth for sellers?
Well, if the idea is that we're bringing more buyers, which we are, our buyer traffic increases all the time, and those buyers are able to find what they're looking for fast, that will benefit sellers who have that merchandise and have it at a value proposition that's attractive to the buyer. So this is a great way this is the best way for buyers to find the product. They find the product, they buy it, they do it faster. This helps sellers grow. Now there is a caution, which is that this is, part of the inefficiencies that have been built into search in the old way was that it's very possible that your item may be priced higher than somebody else's item, and the buyer never saw the lower price, and they ended up buying yours and then later finding out, oh my God, I overpaid for that. And that leaves a very bad taste in buyer's mouth. They don't really know if they can trust eBay search, and they don't know if they can trust eBay as a place to get the best deal. So, making this more efficient will help drive the growth and the sales of those sellers who have the merchandise that buyers are seeking at a price.
I do want to mention, Griff, that with this seller update, we're going to take phone calls after each segment that has a guest on it. We're also
yes.
going to take phone calls in the next segment.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to have Chris Von Wagner on, who's mm-hmm. eBay's Senior Manager for Seller Experience, to talk about product-based shopping experience. And we're going to have Christina Victor, Marketing Manager, Shipping Team, on
mm-hmm.
to talk
That's
about
correct.
New eligibility requirements for guaranteed delivery.
That's right.
My tongue got tangled there. We're also going to have Dallas Rossell, who is the Business Development 2 GSP.
Mm-hmm.
Going to talk about the labels experience.
Yeah, that's really cool. I just saw that for the first time.
Oh,
yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it exciting?
I think so. I think it's going to provide a lot of, if you're an experienced seller, it'll be great. I mean, you know what you're doing. It's the same functionality. But what's really good about it is if you're a new seller, it's less confusing about what to select. For example, package size or envelope.
Oh, yeah.
And the comparison of services is much clearer. It's not hidden behind a click.
This is a very important thing because, everybody has a problem with that, especially new sellers.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So this is very good. We're also going to have, to talk about eBay store subscriptions, Senior Product Marketing Manager David Warman.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking to him today also. And remember, after we talk to each of these people, we're going to have open phones for you.
That's correct.
Linda Cornelison is going to be on, eBay Senior Manager Global Customer Trust, is going mm-hmm. to be on to talk about reducing the number of returns policy options.
Right.
And so just remember, we're going to have our phones open after each one of these. Griff, so you also mentioned competitive guidance.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So as the product experience rolls out and we know, so for example, I used that white seven-drawer filing cabinet as an example. That's very specific. It's wood, by the way. It's not metal. And if somebody is thinking of listing one of these and they plug in the UPC code or some other identifier which solidly matches it to the data that's in our database, aka catalog, that we can then compare all of the prices for items listed and sold and then provide a price suggestion that will help that seller move that item faster. And I don't know if you shop a lot on eBay, but I do. And sometimes I'm always looking for something new. It's something I need. It's usually now it's things for the studio. So I'm looking for electronics and audio equipment. And I'm amazed at the price range. there are sellers who will put up, you know, like a pair of headphones. And someone, the average selling price, if you do a lot of research, let's say it's $50. You'll find sellers listing them for $90. You'll find sellers listing them for $30. But I'm always curious as to what those sellers who list them at $90, what they were thinking when they put the price on. Did they just pick a price out of the air, which I'm assuming they did? When they list this with a product identifier, we'll be able to say, hey, you know, these sell for an average sale price of X. You may want to consider this when you price your item. It's just going to be a suggestion.
What advice do you have for sellers with regard to being successful based on the 2018 Spring Seller Update?
Don't be fearful. Don't think the world's falling apart. We've been doing seller updates now for 10 years. We've been doing changes to the site for as long as I've been here. And I've heard many sellers who get into total panic because things are changing and say, the sky is falling, my business is over, I'll be leaving eBay. That's not how to run a business. That's how to run, maybe to make scary motion pictures.
Yeah, that's the oy vey attitude.
You know, a science, you know, a horror flick or a,
exactly.
A screenplay. But running a business, you can't operate that way. The things that have been announced today, I want every seller to be able to digest it all, see what will work for them, and adopt those changes that they know will work for them. For example, there's a change to top-rated seller and returns. In order for sellers to get the top-rated seller 10% discount, those items, the new plus arrangement is they have to have 30-day free returns. That may not work for some people, but we're not forcing you to do it, but we want you to consider
it. It's time for their calls.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Give us a call, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of the 2018 Spring Seller Update here on eBay Radio.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all the active content is compliant, even when the host is obstreperous. Now, here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We're talking about the newly released this morning, 2018 eBay Spring Seller Update. Call us now with any questions or comments you might have about the content in the update. And you can do so at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. And once again, I strongly encourage you to read the entire update at ebay.com/spring2018. And, Lee, the marketing team has done a really good job of rearranging the way the information is presented, so it's by topic, and it's a lot easier to go through and read.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. You know, I was thinking about something that you said in the last segment when you were talking about eBay bringing buyers to the site. That's
right.
eBay's biggest, I think, probably their biggest task is to bring buyers to the site.
Yes.
And then it's up to the sellers to make their products and services sellable.
Right.
And competitive. And I was thinking about how it compares with radio. Picture this, Griff. Program director asks Griff and Lee to go do a remote broadcast at a furniture store.
Sure.
Okay. The account.
Is it at Sofa King?
It can be it's at Sofa King.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to be out in the parking
lot. Because they're very good.
We're going to be sitting out in the parking lot at Sofa King.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Account executive at the station sold it to Sofa King. You know, he got commercials saying, come on out and, you know, join Griff and Lee and look at the furniture. It's great. Da, da, da. Right. So we go out there and we're sitting there and we bring tons of people in. Griff, 6,000 people showed up.
6,000?
6,000 listeners showed up.
They came to see you, not me.
They came to see us do our remote broadcast and come to this furniture store.
Mm.
So the whole thing is over, right? We're packing up our equipment and the owner of the store comes over and says, we hardly sold any furniture. You guys didn't do your job.
Oh.
What's wrong with that scenario?
It wasn't your job to sell the furniture.
That's right.
It was your job to get people there.
Exactly.
But you're not on the floor. It's flogging the sofas.
Exactly. And if you think about it, it sort of is the same way with eBay sellers. It's up to us as sellers to do the best job we can do and to have the best practices we can have because eBay's bringing all those buyers to us.
That is correct.
Okay. So remember, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're on the air, all you have to do is click the Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, fill out the little web form, hit the Submit button, and we get it in our emails, and we do our best to respond to them.
So far this morning, Lee, what's interesting is the reading questions on our own chat board and on the seller update.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have to do with the future. What are we planning to do in the future of the product-based experience? And most of the questions are coming from people who don't sell commodity items. So, you know, they're either collectibles or older items that don't have UPC codes or any other identifiers beyond their title and brand. And we had somebody just post on the chat board saying, I sell a lot of things that don't have product identifiers, such as old board games. They may not have a UPC or manufacturer part number. That's correct. So what does eBay recommend when listing these? The same thing we always recommend. Make sure your titles are clear and have all the relevant keywords. And though you may not have product identifiers, make sure that if it's a branded game, you're using the brand. That is a product identifier. The brand and the title of the game board may be enough for us to eventually make a product-based experience out of it. But in the meantime, just follow the best practices, because the next question this poster asked is, will my items not be able to be searched? And the answer to that is no, of course they'll be able to be searched. People can still find items through keyword search. That's how the vast majority of people find items on eBay. What the product-based experience does in those categories where it is appropriate today is if we can tell what the person is looking for, they filtered their search down and they're looking for a particular type of item, we can present those items with the option that says see identical or similar items, and that takes them to the product-based experience. So it is a pathway for those buyers who know what it is they're looking for to see only those items. But if somebody's looking for an old board game right now, they're going to use the term, they're going to use the title of the board game, they may put the brand name in, they may filter it by brand if that's available in that category. Your item's still going to show up. It's still searchable. If you sell products that don't currently lend themselves to the product-based experience, that means they're not going to be added to eBay's database, aka the catalog. I'm going to say that a lot because I'm not so sure we actually picked the right word when we said catalog. And I'm going to tell you why. The layperson outside of an eBay corporate office hears the word catalog and they think they're going to get a book, online book that they can thumb through and then find the item and say, I want to list that.
Sure.
That's not how it works.
Like Sears.
Or the buyer's going to thumb through a catalog. No, they're going to search the site or browse the categories. The catalog, actually the database, the structured data, aka the catalog, exists behind the platform. And it's just the way our data is structured. So there's not, people keep saying, well, I can't find the catalog, and so I can browse through it. It's not a catalog you browse through. I hope that's clear.
So when reading the 2018 Spring Seller Update, Griff,
yes.
And I read the part inventory optimization,
mm-hmm.
It says start using the eBay catalog when you list.
Right. And that means if you put in a UPC code, or other identifier that ties back into the structured data, aka the catalog, that'll be presented to you as a choice. Is this the item you're listing? And then you can list with the catalog. That means that the specific details of that item can be pre-filled either in the description and or the item specific list. Sometimes it suggests the title, not always. You can always add your own keywords to a title. There may be a stock photo. If it's a new item, you're welcome to use the stock photo. If it's a used item, we ask you to use your own photo. And then it just becomes a lot easier to list the item. And where appropriate and where we know it can be accurate, we'll also provide, if necessary, price guidance when that person's listing the item.
In what respect, price guidance?
So we know if they're listing a UPC number and we have pricing data that shows what those items sell for and what they're currently listed mm-hmm. on the site, we can then say, hey, these items sell for roughly this amount. We see, you know, this is a recommendation
this
if you're pricing the item. Yeah.
This is a good thing.
You're not forced. You can price it five times that if you feel that's going to work for you. We're not going to tell you no.
What about the best fit category? List your items in one best fit category.
Well, I think that ties into the There's a lot of people who still, from the old days, where it actually made a difference, will list an item that may fit in two categories. We provide the option for listing in two categories.
Okay.
I've never really recommended it because it doubles your listing fees. But the way it's worked in the past is that when the item sells, the primary category you choose, the first category, that category would be the final value fee category that you would be charged. Now, if you list in two categories after the update goes live, it'll be the category with the higher final value fee.
Okay.
So I don't recommend listing in two categories, especially if that item is a structured datable and is in our catalog.
And they're usually almost the same. You know, I've noticed when there's more than one category you can list it in.
Yeah. I came up with a use case last night that I thought was interesting, and there's no reason why you still can't do this. There are some athletic shoes, men's shoes, that women buy. So what they need to know is they want to know the men's size, and then they can make the reduction. I think it's 1.5 or 2 sizes down for women's shoes. Because there are women who want to buy men's athletic shoes. They just need them in the right size. So a lot of people will list their athletic shoes in both the men's and women's categories, and they'll indicate what the woman's size for these shoes would be either in the title or the description.
Okay.
So that may be a good use case. However, if that item is now UPC-able and it's actually in our structured data, then someone who's looking for that product is going to be able to find it regardless of what category they're looking in.
So I also understand under shipping enhancements that starting in March, which is Thursday, I think, sometime in March, I guess, eBay guaranteed delivery will be available to more sellers. Who's it available to now?
Well, it's a subset of sellers. I don't know the exact number. Like every new feature that we roll out, we roll it out incrementally and expand the participant base over time as we can see that the product's working. It's not really messing anything up. If necessary, we'll make enhancements, changes, tweak some things. So there's a the next step is to add a lot more sellers to the pool so that they can utilize guaranteed delivery.
And I just a little bit of business here to take care of. We're going to have these guests on. For instance, Chris Von Wagener, eBay Senior Manager for Seller Experience, is going to be our first guest.
He is.
Coming up in just a few minutes in the next segment. All right. And I want to tell you that a lot of times when we do this seller update show, people call in three segments later to talk to the guest that was just on.
Yeah, and that guest, so Chris will be here for one segment, and then he's rushing back to the command center. So he'll be here for the segment and questions. And if you have questions about his topic or any of the guest topics today, make sure you get them in that phone segment. Because if you ask them in another phone segment,
well, the one afterward, because we're going to have open. In other words, he's going to stay for two segments, right, to take questions.
Two segments?
Yeah.
Really?
See, he's going to be on.
I have him for one segment.
From 11:30 to 11:41. Yeah, but now you dial us after that to speak with Chris.
Right. He's it's two segments.
Exactly.
Yeah, I knew that.
You got it. Okay.
You confused me.
I'm sorry.
You do that
all
the time.
It's easy.
You know, we've been married too long, my dear. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, the product-based shopping experience in detail here on eBay Radio.
There's more to shipping than just printing out labels. ShipStation knows that, which is why they're all about making end-to-end order fulfillment both faster and easier. ShipStation imports orders directly from eBay and your other selling channels, complete with each item's weight, item number or SKU, product image, and buyer notes. You can process all your shipments through one simple interface, even if you use multiple carriers. You can also print labels in batches, up to hundreds at a time. ShipStation automatically posts the status of every order along with tracking information directly to your store. It emails updates to your customers and leaves them feedback. In fact, ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything. And with ShipStation's mobile app, you can fulfill orders right from your phone. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.